She could have sidestepped the cloud of stones. Perhaps her opponent expected her to. Or perhaps he intended to lunge in the direction he anticipated her to take. And she did spin to her left, just not far enough to be completely safe from the stones. She continued the twirl into a spinning side kick. She was still more than a meter from her adversary, but her boot sole connected with one of the incoming stones, sending it hurtling back toward the man's face. He flinched, bringing his blade up to deflect the stone. She followed the stone, felt an impact against her left shoulder, felt her body twist from the blow, but continued into a single-handed lunge with her blade. Her lightsaber slid into her opponent's body, just beneath the heart. She planted her forward foot and dragged her blade up. Its red tip slashed through the heart. Wide-eyed, her opponent staggered back and fell, dying. Vestara straightened. There was pain in her left shoulder where one stone had connected, and in her right foot where she'd kicked the other. But her injury seemed minor, manageable. She gave a cautious glance back over her shoulder. Luke's opponent was already down, in two large pieces, severed at the waist. Luke was hurtling toward Ben, but Ben was already in the follow-through of a horizontal slash that sent his own opponent's head leaping off his neck. Vestara turned her attention back to Tola. The woman hadn't moved or drawn a weapon. Vestara gestured toward the ground with the tip of her blade. "How about you surrender to our justice? Some other time!" Tola held up the object in her hand. It looked like a comlink of some sort, and pressed a button on its top surface. Then she leapt laterally to grab the bottom of the cable leading up to the speeder winch above. Already retracting, the cable drew her up the ravine wall at a rapid clip. Ben gestured as if to drag her or the speeder down through use of the force, but Luke slapped his arm down. "Not worth it, Ben. Consequences." Ben looked irritated. "I forgot." Tola got to the top and sprang up into the pilot seat of the speeder. She offered Vestara and the Skywalkers a mock salute. Then she pressed the button on her comlink again. Vestara was hit from the side. It was Luke, bearing her and Ben to the ground behind her outcropping. Their own airspeeder exploded, throwing Durasteel and Plastoid in flame in all directions. The shockwave from the blast hammered Vestara's ears, but not her body. The outcropping, a durable blast shield, caught all debris headed their way. The three of them rose. Tola's speeder was gone. So was their own airspeeder, but not the same way. It existed now as a crater of burning junk and a column of smoke that, as it reached the top of the ravine, was caught by a crosswind and torn to shreds. Ben sighed.
"You know her, huh?"
"She works for my father."
Vestara collected her lightsaber, which she dropped when Luke hit her.
"Dad, she was doing what you did with me at the temple on Doran. A master hanging back to watch her students fight an enemy so she'd learn about them."
Luke nodded. Though she seemed perfectly content to sacrifice them, Vestara replaced her lightsaber on its clip.
"You're a big prize, Master Skywalker. Well worth the sacrifice of a few sabers and apprentices."
Ben frowned.
"I wonder how they traced us here."
Luke grinned at his son. "It doesn't matter how they did. I'm just grateful that they did." Ben looked his father over.
"You weren't hit by debris to the head, were you, Dad?"
Luke shook his head. "Trust me on this, Ben. Sometimes it's actually a good thing to run into your enemies." He glanced around. "People from Kesslevane are going to be here in a few minutes to investigate the blast. We'd better be gone when they arrive. Let's get going."